Shiur for Friday on the Dapi Ha'iyun of Maseches Ma'akadon of this week. Avishai David. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yutes Amid Beis has a famous Machlokes Tanoim with the Batla Megillas Tainis or Lo Batla Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis are those days that are recorded that essentially describe different aspects of tikkunim that occurred in the Beis Hamikdash. And as a result, those days were asur b'tainis. So the question is whether Megillas Tainis is still extant or not extant. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on the Apitessim of Beis, that Megillas Tainis is null and void, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim. The Gemara on the Apitessim of Beis already questions why Chanukah is different. The Gemara says, Shani Chanukah Dika Mitzvah. So Abayi asks, Bitibotel Ihi Bitibotel Mitzvasa, let it be rendered null and void and the Mitzvah as well. Amar Rav Yosef, Shani Chanukah the Mefarsim Nisa. Rashi explains that Chanukah is already something which is Mefursam L'chol Yisrael, and Chazal treated Chanukah as if it was a din daraisa, and therefore it's inappropriate to be mevatel Chanukah. So the impression one has from Rashi that according to the Man Yomer that Batla Megillas Tainis, there's an Easter today to be knowing these days as Yom Tov after the Zman HaChurban. It's just generally how the Achronim understand it. The reason is not because we have forgotten all those wonders and miracles that Hashem brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael, which was the reason initially why these days were set up as a Yom Tov. As the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Yilchesav Beis, the Gemara points out over there, Kamaisa Bitol, Achrenaisa Mosifin. If you hold Batla Megillas Tainis, we're not going to enact any Yom Tovim today for whatever Yeshuas may occur. Mikal v'chomer, those that were Niskan, Mizman HaBayis, were Batel after the Churban. Kol Shekein, we're not going to enact any new Yom Tovim, Bizman HaZeh. But the reason is not because the days and the particular events that occurred were forgotten. Certainly not. But rather, the Gemara is saying, Mikra Adin, Batla Megillas Tainis. And the Gemara then lays down three different Gedorim regarding the question that was already posed by the Rabbi Zechariah, Ha'efke Bachodesh HaChamishi. The Gemara points out, Bizman She'yesh Shalom, if there is Shalom, then those days become days of Sasam V'Simcha. Ain Shalom, then there's an obligation to fast. And the Gemara indicates that those days mentioned in Megillas Tainis, just like they were Batel, these were also Batel as well. But essentially we have a tripartite rule of dinim. Sometimes there's an obligation to fast. Sometimes there's an obligation to make Yom Tov. Sometimes we have a choice whether we fast or not. And that's how the Gemara says, Bizman she'yesh shalom, when there's a time of peace, those days will become days of sasa v'simcha. If there is gzeras malchus, there are decrees, then there's an obligation to fast. Ein gzeras malchus v'ein shalom. Let's say neither of the two situations are current. Ratzu misanin, ratzu ein misanin. So this is more or less what the Gemara indicates to us. The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Noso, in a famous comment, the Ramban derives a very important yesod that there's an obligation to make a Yom Tov Beis Chanukah Samigdosh. And essentially the Ramban is founded upon the Gemara that we had this week in Maseches Ma'akadon on Daf Tesam Aleph. The Gemara there poses the question, how do we know the Imar and Simcha B'Simcha? So the Gemara answers by referring to Pesukim in Tanakh. Shlomo HaMelech went ahead and observed the Yom Tov HaSukkos. V'chol Yisrael imo, ka'al godol, milavo chamos anach l'mitzvayim, lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, shivas yomim, v'shivas yomim, arba asom yom. And the Gemara comments that year, they did not observe Yom Kippur. And they were apprehensive and frightened, maybe, chas v'sholom, Klal Yisrael is going to be consigned to perdition, will be destroyed. Yatza basko v'yamr lahem, kulchem izu manin l'chayel mabo. So the Gemara defends that particular practice, that they didn't observe Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, what's the source? My drosh, akal v'chomer. Umam mishkan shen kedushas kedushas olam. The kedusha, the mishkan, was of a temporary nature. The korban yochi, doches ha-shabbos, tisus skila. And a korban yochi would override the Shabbos, even though the potential punishment can be skila. So therefore, beis hamikdash, the kedushas kedushas olam, the kedusha of the beis hamikdash, of course, is of a permanent, eternal nature. The korban tzibur, the Yom Kippur donish kares, Yom Kippur has a chiv kares, lo kol shken kal b'chomer. So the Gemara, in effect, tells us that the Chanukah Sanasim that took place in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't simply a rasha, but rather this is a din doraisa. That when one is zocher to have a Chanukah Samigdosh, so there's a kal b'chomer to make a Yom Tiv during the Chanukah's Bais HaRishon, and they brought Karbanos as well of Miluim, the days of Ezra, and so too they'll bring Lasid Lavo in the beginning of Bais Shlishi, and that's how the Ramban articulates this Yisod at the end of Parshas Noso. So in effect, what Zechariah Navi was telling us, Apia Nebuah, not only in the days of Chanukah Sabayis is there an obligation to make a Yom Tiv, but rather we have a Kiyum Daraisa. The Inyan Chanukah Samigdash is essentially a din daraisa about being koveh Yom Tiv, Lidoros. There's no problem about Baal Tosif, but this is a halacha that remains in perpetuity. I once heard Hagoyin Rav Herschel Shechter Shlita explain this new halacha along the following lines. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalid, again, the Gemara there is questioning the Yom Tov Purim. Tanu Rabbanan, Memches Neviim V'Zayin Neviyos Nisnabu Lahem L'Yisrael. There were 48 Neviim and 7 Neviyos that prophesied. V'lo Pichsu V'lo Hosiru Mashikosu Bateo Chutzim Mikra Megillah. The only thing they added to was Mikra Megillah. And again, the Gemara asked a similar question to what we just saw in the Sugya Ma'ikotin and Aftes. There the Gemara asked, my drosh, with reference to the fact that Chanukah Samigdash was an overriding factor over Yom Kippur. Here also the Gemara says, what's the mark of a Mikra Megillah, my drosh? The Gemara again draws the Kal V'chomer. Umam b'yavda secheres amin and shira. Yitzias Mitzrayim, they said shira layam. Mimisa l'chaim lo kol shkein. So what exactly does the Gemara mean by this Kal V'chomer? If we said shira, b'yavda secheres, when we left Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us with miracles, so certainly, if our lives are saved, Kal V'chomer, we're obligated to say Shira. So Rav Shechter felt the Pshat in the Gemara is the following. In general, by Yidin the Rabbanon, we're never choshesh with Issa Baal Tzeset. Torah tells us, and the Gemara says in Yevamos, U'shmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres mishmarti. Chazal tell us many times, asu siyog la Torah. We have to protect the laws of the Torah. So if I institute the Takonos Chazal, there's no issue about Tosif. However, with reference to Ner Chanukah, the Gemara asks, both in Masechet Sukkah and Masechet Shabbos, Ve'echan Tzivonu, Chanukah is not a siyog to a din daraisa. Chanukah seems to be a new Takona. So what's the makor? Is there a basis for Neres Chanukah? And in a similar fashion, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalel also poses the same question. My drosh, what's the marker for introducing a new concept of Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is not a siog to a din daraisa. We're not trying to protect dini haTorah. It's a separate takona. And therefore, we have a principle that the Gemara lays out in Megillah, Ein Novi Rashori L'Chadish Dover Me'ata. Whatever Novi's Mechadish is included in Baal Tosef. So the Gemara answers, there was a basis for Mikra Megillah from the Kal V'chomer. Ma mi abdu secheres aminu shira, mi misa l'chaim lo kol shkein. Moshe Rabbeinu said shira layam. So we see there's a kiyum daraisa to say shira. when a person goes mi'avda sacheres, says the Gemara, kal v'chemer, there's a kiyum d'araisa to say shira when a person goes mi'misa l'chayim. And therefore, there's no basis to ask the mikra megillah because of baltesif, because there's a kiyum ha'mitzvah d'araisa that's involved in mikra megillah. And that's what the Navi was mechadish to us. That when it comes to Binyan HaMikdash, or Chanukas HaMikdash, the whole Inyan of Yom Netovim, of Gilas Tainis, either relates to some tikkun that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, or Chanukas HaMikdash, or Shmiras HaMikdash Bechurbanam, Neasonim, and Agoyin Rashach Teshlita mentioned Akasha, the Kedushas Levi, Abel Yitzir Berdichev, asked in Pashas Mikes, why did Chazal make a Zecha for Neis Chanukah and not for the Neis of Gidon? And the answer is because the Neis of Chanukah is connected to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a kind of Chanukah HaMikdash. Mashen Ken Neis Gidon has no connection whatsoever to the Makom HaMikdash. And also the Halacha of the Yom Tov and Megillas Tainis is a din that we're obligated to be Sameach by Chanukah HaMikdash, as the Ramban wrote at the end of Pashas Naso. And therefore, Bizman HaChurban, the Gemara says, but the Megillas Tainis. Now we have to be Misabel for the Churban, and therefore, there's no basis for being Koveh Yom Tovim on Yeshuas that occurred today. Whatever is not connected to the Simcha, the Binyan HaMikdash, there's an Isur Bal Tosif to establish a new Yom Tov. Over and above the Yom Tovim, of course, that are written in Chumash, that are written in the Torah itself. And even though the Magen Avraham mentions in a well-known psak that the Ogdol Yisrael and individual kehilos that were knowing a Yom Tov Lidoros when a nes occurred, that's the Magen Avraham, the name of the Maram al Shakar. But that seems to be relevant to Yechidim or to specific kehilos, communities, that Baruch Hashem was zoche to unbelievable nisim. But to be koveh Yom Tov, new Yom Tovim for Klal Yisrael, whatever is not connected to the Binyan HaMikdash, that's a violation of Baal Tesef. So Rav Shechter went ahead and now was the Chadish of Dava Nifla. And this Dava Nifla is incredibly creative, but it's based on a number of very beautiful makaris. The Etzim Takona of Purim, the Chazal say, occurred in the Tkufa of Godless Bavel. And the question is, what right did Chazal have to be misakin a new Yom Tov Zeichel Nes when Lichora, at first glance, this Nes has no connection to the Binyan HaMikdash? Many Achreinim already asked this question and have different approaches. But he suggested, based on a comment of the Nesivis in his Peres of Megillas Esther, that somehow Chazal saw in that generation of Mordechai and Esther that there's going to be, as a result of what happened to Achashverosh, to Haman, this is going to be an Aschalt of the Gula. From the Nes of Purim, the Binyan Bayis Sheni is ultimately going to emerge and going to germinate. And therefore, Al Shem HaBayis She'asid Li'Banos, there's only a basis for establishing a Yom Tov right now. Similar to the Yom Tovim that I found in Megillas Tainis, that all of them were named Al Shem Binyan HaBayis or Tikkun Avod in the Beis HaMikdash itself. And Rav Shechter wanted to prove that Neis Purim has in it elements of Aschalta the Gula. He quoted a Rashi in the beginning of Chagai, Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph, the name of the Medrash, that Dayovish, the king, was in effect, after Achashverosh, he was the son of Esther. He's the one who gave Nehemiah permission to complete the Binyan Bayis Sheni. And Rashi as well mentions that this is also found in the Malbim, in Nehemiah Perek Beis, when the Pasuk speaks about Vashegel Yosheves Etzlo, Rashi learns he refers to his wife, the queen. And the Malbim explains it's going on the mother of the king, namely Esther, that she was Mezarez, her son, Artaxerxes, that he should help Nehemiah to build the Beis HaMikdash. And all that was effectuated through the Neis of Purim. And the Gemara says in Shabbos on Peiches, that after the Yeshua of Mordechai v'Esther Kiyumu v'kiblu, and the Gemara says in Makis and Shabbos, Kiyumu mashe kiblu kvar. It was a kind of new Kabbalah Satera that took place as a result of the Neis of Purim. And the Gemara M'sochim on Tzamechesu Rebeis comments, the Marbred Rabino the entire year was Yosher B'tainis, with the exception of Atzeres, Shavuos, because the Yom Shenidna Botara, and Purim, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. And the Rishonim already point out that Purim has a status of a day of Matan Torah. And in effect, the Mordechai and others already explain that the Gaonim were of the opinion that you made Purim or you made Mishneh V'Simcha. Purim has a status of Kabbalah Satela. And we know the Gemara says in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin, Roy Hoyo Ezra Shetinosin Torah Al Yodol Yisrael El Molly Kodmo Moshe. Ezra HaSofer would have been the one who could have given the Torah to Klal Yisrael had Moshe Rabbeinu not preceded him. But we know that even though the Torah was not given Al Yidei Ezra, but it was Nishtana Al Yodo Haksav. And just like there was a need for Kabbalah Satorah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu before we entered Eretz Yisrael, so too there was a need during the days of Ezra for a new Kabbalah Satorah before the Bi'ah Shniyah. So in effect, Purim led to the ultimate building of Bayis Sheni, and that's where Chazal were Koveya, in that door, a Yom Tov, B'toras HaSchalta L'Gula. Rather, fascinating Chiddush that HaGoyin Rav Shechter Shlita put together. And he went ahead and extended this further to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. In the beginning of Bayis Sheni, Chazal knew already that in that door, the Bayis is Osir L'Chareb. It's going to be destroyed. Shlomo HaMelech already said, Im Choyma Hi Nivna Olei Al Tiras Kosef, V'im Delasi Notzu Olei Al Luach Orez. Had you made yourself like a wall and had you gone to Eretz Yisrael during the days of Ezra, but now that the Aliyah was of a very minute, insignificant nature, alisem kitlosos nimshaltim ke'eresh ha'rekav sholeit bo. The Gemara in Yuma daf tesem beis. And those number one, there was already a hint that the Bayis is going to be Nechrav, the Samidish will be destroyed, and there won't be Nevi'im in the Tkufa Bayis Sheni. Mishamesu Nevi'im Achreinim Chagas Chayim Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh MiYisrael. And they were involved with the Baskol. The Gemara says in Zvachim that there were three Nevi'im She'olu Imoyim El Agela Chagas Chayim Malachi. And the way the Briskalov explains, the Sifrei, the Shichnal Sidrishu, the obligation to seek out the Makom HaMikdash, Alpinovi, how to build the Beis HaMikdash. So if not for the need to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Sheni, even these three Nevi'im would not have necessarily prophesied. And Malachi already sensed he's going to be the last Novi at Yemos HaMashiach, and that's what he writes, Zichru Teres Meisha Avdi, and the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, "V'yadua gam kein shanavua v'amalchus istalkim imenu, nevua and malchus left us at shenechdal min achatoyim shanachnu masminu b'em v'oz yisrach lanu Hashem l'rachameinu Moshe eftichanu. Once we do tshuva, Hashem will have mercy, will bring us back. V'yach v'ichein eshboches v'uchi akol basar." So it's everything clearly depends upon a Navi, a Melech. So we see that till Zman Bias HaMashiach, Nevuah is not going to come back. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, based on the Pasuk in Chagai, that the Gemara says there were five things that were missing in the Mikdash HaSheni, in the Bayis Sheni. And that's what Chagai actually was Benabe. Who of you was Zochet to see the Bayis Rishon, Bechvodei Rishon, and look at it now, it doesn't compare. And the Ribbono Shel Olam told us, Godol Yeh Kavod HaBayis Hazeh Achum and Rishon, and Rashi over there comments that Chagai was Menabi on the Neis Chanukah, despite the fact that the Bayis Sheni was lacking in five areas, and there was no Nevuah, and they knew the Bayis is going to be destroyed, but there's a Nevuah that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make a great Nes, this bias is Malik Kover is going to be greater than the bias HaRishon? What exactly does the Navi Chagai have in mind? And the Chazal tell us, based on the Nebu of Zechariah Navi in Perek Dalet, that he saw one of the famous Haftaris, Minera Zav Kula, Vigula Rosha Vishiva de Rosea Alea, Ushnaim Zaysim Alea, Chamimina Gela Vechar Al Smela, and Rashi explains over there, the two Ilanos, the Zaysim, Echad Mimina Gela Vechar Al Smela, and we have an entire Nevuah as a remez, Laor Shilasid Lava. Going back to the Or that existed during Shivas Yimei Bereshis. And the Navi explains over there that the Malach told him, these two, Ilani Azesim, are his remez, to the two Bnei Yitzar, to the Keren Kuna, says Rashi, and Malchus, that will Nimsha B'Shem and Amishra. I know the Navi already has prescience to see in the future, a Tkufa of Kahuna Gedela, of Malchus, of a beautiful Bishamidosh, and the Navi already questions and already is puzzled. We know that's not going to be the case in Bayi Sheni. And even the Kuna Gedola was lacking. So what exactly is going on? And the Gemara tells us in Yuma as well that in the Bayi Sheni there were more than 300 Kohanim. And Chazal speak disparagingly about the Bayi Sheni, Ushnois Rishon Tikzarna, refers to the second Beis Hamikdash, where the five things were lacking, were missing. So the Navi asks, Maila Adoni, what's going on here? You are predicting a time of glory. Where is the glory of the Mikdash, of the Malchus, of the Kuna Gedola? That was not the situation in Bayi Sheni by any means. And the Malach tells him, Zed Dvar Hashem, El Zubabel Eymar, Lo V'chayel V'lo V'koyachim Beruchi Yom Hashem Tzvokais. And the Brisker Rav quotes in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker, the Rambam already explained that there's a distinction between Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniya. Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaitim, L'Kitcha L'Selovo. Kedusha Shniya is markedly different. Kedusha Rishayna was established through Kibush, and that Kibush was rendered null and void. As the Gemara says in Gittin, by Yishu Menu Shevi, one Kibush undid the initial Kibush, so the Kedusha Sa'aretz is batal. But when Ezra and his entourage made Aliyah, and when Mekadosh Beis Hamikdash B'Chilas Tkufas Bayi Sheni, they would not Mekadosh B'Kibush, but rather B'Chazaka. And therefore, Lo Badla Kedusha Shniya B'Chum Bayi Sheni. And that's what the Malach, in effect, predicted. That Kedusha will be Lo B'Chayil V'Lo B'Koyach. It won't be based on Kibush, but rather Kim Beruchi Yom HaShem Tzvokos. That Hashem gave the nations of the world, the Eitzah, to permit Klal Yisrael to return to Eretz Yisrael, to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, that Kedusha was not bottled in Churban Bayi Sheni. And when the Navi speaks of the Malchus, the Geuna, the Mikdash, that are going to be in their glory, that refers to Bayi Shlishi, Lasid Lavo. And that's what the Malach told Zechariah Navi. That the Bayi Sheni will not be like the Tkufa Bayi Rishon. The Bayi Rishon disappeared and vanished. Tkufa Bayi Sheni will be a Hemshech of Tkufa Bayi Sheni, namely the Bayi Shlishi, Kedusha Shniya, Kitzur L'Shaitov, and Kitzur L'Selovo. So basically the Bayi Sheni was a kind of Evan HaYisod. They laid down the foundation for Bayi Shlishi. And that's what the Navi says, V'hotziyas Evan HaRosha, all the beautiful elements of Kuna, Malchus, Minera, will take place in the future, and Bayi Shlishi will be a Hemshech of Bayi Sheni. That's how Soloveitchik understood these psukim. And essentially, the Brisker Rav and then Rav Chaim following a similar kind of thinking. So even though in the Nevuah of Chagai, Zerubbabel, Yoshua, they had a Chalitz Sadas, Bayi Sheni was not of the same ilk as Bayi Rishon, because all the items that were missing. But still, Chagai was Menabe, Godol Yekovar Abayis Hazeh Achram and Arishon. This Bayis HaShen will be the precursor, the foundation, the Evan HaYisod, for Bayis HaShlishi She'asid. And the Bayis Sheni only served as the beginning of the long Tkufa, that will extend all the way till Bayis Shlishi, and Be'ezah Hashem, Ad Yemeis HaMashiach, V'ad Bichlal. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, we got the next Chanukah, that this nest will occur, relating to Avodas HaMikdash, all the Inyanim HaBayis Sheni, even though they are missing as far as the five elements, Ruach HaKedesh and Shechina, but they are the stepping stone, the Anochas Eben HaPina, for the Bayis HaShlishi. And that's how Chassidish Sfarim understand Paskin Tilim Kufla Mebeis. David HaMelech says, Arachti Ner LeMishichoi. The Nes of Chanukah was a remez, was a hachana, the Yemos HaMashiach. So, summing up, the whole Inyan of being Koveya, the Yom of Chanukah, just like Chazal were Koveya, B'nei Mordechai V'Esther, a Yom Tev Hashem, Binyan HaBayis HaSheni Shel HaOsid, the Takonos Chazal, B'nei HaShmeroim, the Yom of Chanukah, is al shem binyan habayis hashlishi lasid lavo. Because they knew, the Navi Zechariah, about this upcoming Nes. And that's what the Gemara apparently means, said Agon Rav Shechta Shlita, in the Sugya Rosh Hashanah. That even though all the Yom Tov Megillah Stani Zabotel, shiny Chanukah the Mepharsei Nisa. The whole Indian of Chanukah is a remez, al binyan habayis shlishi, to be Mepharseimit. So certainly in Churban Bayis Sheni, this Yom Tov should not be rendered null and void, because it's not a Yom Tov on Inyoni Avodas HaBayis HaSheni, where after the Churban that was Batel. But the Ikar Yom Tov is Al Shem, Binyan HaBayis HaShlishi, Lasid Lavo, and Mamela, that's why it will not be Batel. So this Yesod of Binyan HaBayis and Chanukas HaBayis, and Mitzvah D'Araisa, that's what the Ramban lays down at the end of Parshas Naso, and that's the yesod of this entire thesis, that whatever is connected to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Makom HaMikdash, to Tikkun Aveda, the Beis HaMikdash, that requires a Chanukas HaBayis at a level of a Din D'Oraisa. Halavai, the Ribbono Shel Olam should be mezakeh us, that the Churban Bayis Sheni, which tragically happened, was only a precursor and an Evan HaYesod for the ultimate Binyan Bayis Shlishi that we should be zocheh to, b'mehar b'yameinu, amen v'yamein.